Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to 2015 here with the Walk Your Talk coach, Leanne Parsons. I am so incredibly blessed to have breath another year to come to you twice per month at a minimum to challenge, encourage, and inspire you. I am super excited about today's show, the first one on Walk Your Talk with Leanne for 2015 on this beautiful Thursday afternoon for lots of reasons. For one, I love the new year. I love the opportunity to look back and reflect on my previous year and then make some strategies and some, not necessarily plans, but some different purposes and to set aside some time to reflect on my coming year. What's the word I want?
Meditation.
No, I was going to play with that for I'm setting an intention. There we go. I
was
going to throw it out there,
mute.
But I just totally... You so didn't, you were not expecting that at all. Because this is the way we roll around here at Walk Your Talk with Leanne. I have got several coaches on here with me today, and we are going to talk about those very things. We're going to coach each other. We're going to laugh. We are going to share our hearts with you in the most authentic way that we know how to do. And I'm so privileged to have these fellow colleagues with me. Some are new to Life Coach Radio Network. Some are new blessings in my life. And some I've had on here before. So I'm super excited to have them all here. I want to share with our listeners a phone number that you can call in and ask a question or share a comment with us. And that number is 646-716-9397, and we welcome you to come in and join us here on Walk Your Talk with Leanne. And so, you know, as I was thinking back over my year on all the lessons that I have learned, I think I'm going to go just as far back right off the bat to the whole idea of what I learned on my Christmas vacation. Because sometimes when kids go back to school, that's what they get to write about. And, you know, when I was on my Christmas vacation, we did a camping trip for over 10 days. Yeah, we were brave. We got in our camper van, pulled a trailer. We went from New Mexico all the way up the coast as far as the Hearst Castle in California and camped along the way. And as a lot of you know, it was one of the coldest Christmases at our West has seen for a while, and we were in the camper, no heater, no Biffy. For those of you who don't know what that is, just a bathroom. We had none of that. And we camped sometimes remote and sometimes in a campground. And so my biggest lesson learned is every 2 to 3 days, get a hotel. Just saying, I love camping. But getting a hotel room will bless your life and bless your marriage. And so I just wanted to go ahead and share one of my lessons learned with you here on Walk Your Talk with Leanne. And oh my goodness, without any further ado, I am going to welcome in some of our coaches here that I know for sure are online with us. And I have a couple more calling in. And so I am really grateful that we're all here live sharing the airwaves. And so my first guest I'm going to bring on today to share with you one, two, three, whatever lessons learned he has is my dear friend, Theo. Theo, welcome to Walk Your Talk with Leanne. I am so grateful that you're here with us.
Thank you, Leanne, and I am grateful to be here. It's my privilege and pleasure to be a guest on your show. Thank you. I'm very grateful for the opportunity.
Oh, absolutely. So, Theo, you know, we have gotten to know each other via Facebook, right? We and other social media, but we have not met face-to-face yet. And I wish that I would have had a chance to meet you when we were on our Western travels, but it was super full. The one thing that I've really come to appreciate about you, Theo, is your openness to be an encourager. And I resonated with you so much on that. We both like to post our funny little things every day. Not necessarily funny, but encouraging, sometimes funny.
Absolutely.
Sometimes, you know, And I really appreciate that about you. And so share with us a little bit about you and a lesson learned, because I would love to introduce my listeners to my buddy Theo.
Okay, thank you. I have just recently been certified as a professional coach and energy master leadership practitioner with IPAC. So I'm just getting into the coaching business. I've spent the last about 15 years as a youth pastor, got a marriage and family therapy degree, and then transitioned from youth being a youth pastor to a marriage and family therapist. I'm going to start my year in review December 2013, because I experienced a miracle that month. I call it my miracle on 32nd Street. And it was 30 seconds on 32nd Street here in Phoenix. I was going to my counseling office. I was thinking about all the counseling that I had to do that day, kind of lining it up, marriage counseling, hospice counseling. I was just thinking through my day. I looked up, had a protected left green arrow, and I was going to proceed through the intersection when I looked up and I thought, you know what? That guy's not going to stop. And when our eyes met, there was no need for conversation. We both knew what was going to happen. And in about a matter of 30 seconds, he knocked me just spinning in my little truck. And I woke up in the hospital blind. The impact had tore both my retinas in my eyes. So I began to have surgery right at the beginning of 2014. So I say I was blindsided, and I lost my vision so that I could gain a heart vision and kind of see with my heart. I permanently lost the vision in my right eye, but I've gained much clarity of vision. The faith-based organization that I was working for realized that it was going to be multiple surgeries, so they we kind of came to a mutual agreement to terminate my contract and employment with them. So I've lost my vision, I've lost my job, I've lost my position, I've been knocked down, and I'm thinking, what am I going to do? And so they had done a surgery where, because my retina is detached, so they were doing, they had done a surgery where they had taken out the fluid in my eyes, and I'm having to lay face down 23 hours, 7 days a week, and I'm kind of praying and reflecting on my life and where it's going, and the word life coach pops up. And I thought, I'm not even sure what that modality, I've heard of that modality, but I'm not really sure exactly what that means. So when I began to get some vision, I just got on the internet, research, found IPAC. The interesting thing is that I had multiple battles going on, and I just didn't know it. It took a wreck to see that my life was in a wreck. And so at that same time, it slowed me down enough to go to the doctor, and I was diagnosed with cancer. So same time I'm going through IPAC training, surgeries on my eyes, I'm battling cancer. So it's like I'd been knocked down on the mat again. Went through MOB 2, came back, had surgery. I had two fractured vertebrae in my neck, and so they did the surgery on that. Nicked a nerve, and literally my heart stopped, and I died three separate times. The last time, as far as I was on life support, 3 days, and this was just about a week prior to MOD 3. And so I wake up, and the doctor's like, and I'm thinking about MOD 3, and I ask him, I said, is there any way that I'm going to be able to go to Los Angeles? And he says, there's not a snowball chance in hell of you making it there. So I'm like, wow. I said, I'm going. So what do I need to do to go? Because one of the things through this that I'd learned, when life knocks you down, you got to get back up. I also learned that I didn't have to be a victim, that literally I could, in all of this, find a purpose and be the victor. So I said, I'm going to go to L.A. I want to complete this program. And so he said, you're going to have to do this, this, this. And the last thing was to sign against medical advice to fly out to Los Angeles. I did that, completed MOD 3, finished my certification, and I'm right where I'm supposed to be. So I really, it's been a exciting year and a kind of a year of miracles, and just that I can see what looked like it might be bad turned out to be the best thing that happened in my life.
Holy cow. Theo, I did not know all of that. And I am so honored that you shared. I knew a very small sliver of your story. And, you know, what the lesson I just learned from you right now is absolutely God is still in the business of performing miracles today, 2014, 2015, right now, here and now in our lives. And Theo, thank you for allowing us to bear witness to your testimony on his goodness and your perseverance and your ability to rise up in the midst of some serious challenges and adversity. So, oh my goodness, my friend, I knew I liked you before. Now I really love you. I knew I respected you before, and you just went up like five rungs on the ladder in my heart. Thank you for sharing that.
You bet. There still is miracles, and I think the last lesson that I'll share, even though that's a huge lesson, you know, that we still can experience miracles if we're open to them. I found my passion and purpose, and it took experiencing what a lot of people would consider were some pretty challenging events, life events, but it was through those that I experienced the opportunities to find my passion and purpose. And so, you know, I think about in the Old Testament, as far as Joseph and Daniel, you know, they had to be thrown into the lion's den, they had to be thrown into the pit. There are times where we are thrown down or we're knocked to the floor, but even in those times, we don't have to be a victim. As far as there is victory, and so if we can just have the heart to see that.
Amen. So very well said. So very well said. Thank you, Theo. Wow.
You bet.
Oh my goodness. Holy cow, Sheila, another new friend. Welcome to Walk Your Talk with Leanne. And man, what a way we are starting off this program. Sheila, I just love your energy. Man, I am so excited to get to know you and hear more from you. So please introduce yourself to our community here at Life Coach Radio Network.
Well, hi, I'm Sheila Hildebrand. That's the name that I go by. However, many seem to call me the Relationship Warrior. That is my biggest passion. It's something I can't get away from, even if I try to get away from them, I can't. I love a good fight. I love a good fight that just reaches in there. I was raised with six brothers, know how to fight really well. But what I've learned, one of the things I've learned in the last 10 years is there is a fight going on. And I'm just impressed to hear that the two of you, I didn't know I was getting in on a Christian radio program. Normally in my coaching program, I don't bring that topic up unless they bring it up first. However, that is the foundation of what I sit on and stand on and use. And so the Relationship Warrior really is about standing in the gap for people who are suffering to bring the light in and that they can see the truth. So I live in Iowa, little state of Iowa, and I'm so honored to get to be here, and now I'm extremely excited. I can hardly, like, breathe, so because I'm amongst like-minded people that also have a foundation of a God that they use in their life. So I didn't know I was going to walk in on that piece, but, you know, my energy normally, I have done coaching around to contain it, to pull it back, because I can get so extremely excited. So thank you very much, Leanne, for allowing me to come in. And I just gave it to God and said, okay, I know what my lessons are. You know what my lessons are. And they've been extremely exciting. But one of the things I'd like to say that I'm so excited about is one of my gifts has been to, and I love to ask the question to my clients, what is your biggest challenge that's going on? Because that's where we see that we're being given the opportunity to have freedom in that spot. And so I have just basically a program, and it's for you guys. You all know what the ELI program is. But when I first saw that and was taught that, I was amazed that I'd already been doing it, but somebody had figured out how to put it on paper. And so I was extremely like, whoa, look at this, look at this. But I didn't have the top pieces. I didn't have that level 5, 6, and 7 in my program. So what, and of course, what always happens, what God always does, is whatever it is I'm talking to my clients about usually is something I need to hear about or something that I need to be doing. And so what happened in 2014 is I've already been writing a book called Get Selfish and Save the World. Most people don't like to hear the word selfish. They don't. They think that's a negative term. But one thing that I have learned is so many things that sound negative or we've been taught in our culture that's negative, if we turn it on its ear, it ends up turning towards the positive. So I've got a big lesson that I learned this year, and it's a one word that I just learned it about a week ago that really has transformed a relationship. I'm a relationship coach for people who are in crisis. Well, I am a very high energy person. So all the last 2-3 years that I've been coaching for 15 years, but the last 2-3 years, I have just been on, I'm a happy person. I live in those upper levels the majority of the time. So I just cook on and I'm having a great time. And just the next thing God brings me, I'm just running around after it and I'm having a wonderful time. And there's very little negative that drags me down. So In a very important relationship, about August this year, I came to become aware that I was being betrayed. And the interesting thing, one of the life lessons when I found out I was being betrayed, was that I was not hurt. My first thought that was going on in my head was curiosity. It was just simply, this is information. It's just information. And, I'm curious. So I didn't have any fear. I didn't have any panic. I didn't have even really any shock. Then the next thought that settled in was, wow, I wonder what happened to that person. I wonder what's going on with them. So my thought also wasn't about how I'd be affected by this. It was more by, wow, I wonder what it was concern for the other person. The third thought that came to me was, I wonder if I've somehow participated in this. I know I'm not responsible for other people's choices, but there was a disconnect in that person's relationship, and I evidently that I didn't know about or didn't see. And so I wonder if I participated in that. And of course, then along the journey, as we would discuss things, I did find myself flipping a little bit into the victim, like, am I not good enough? Why am I not chosen? Why was I not chosen? Is there something wrong with me? But I would hear those thoughts in my head and go, okay, those are from the dark side. They don't really have a place. That's not really where I want to go. And I had some bits of anger, some bits of frustration, but I also knew that if I could understand, then I would have compassion. So as I went along, I have a tool that I use that I'm walking the talk. The talk is if I can detach and take care of myself first, detach, and then crawl into the other person's life, I can get what it is that I want. And so, but in order to do that, many people out there in the world, in order to cope with whatever choices they've made, they will throw out a lot of blame, they'll throw out a lot of criticism in order to justify what they've done. And I'm aware that that's very common. So when I go into a situation, or when I'm coaching, sometimes I need to do this, I pull up what I call a shield. And I've named my shield, and my shield is called Shazam. So as soon as I say Shazam, up comes my shield, my bubble that's very flexible around me. So if I experience or I perceive that there is an attack coming or a blame or a criticism, I just let it melt off. I don't need to defend anything. So while that's happening, I can look underneath what they're really talking about and see what their fears were or see why they coped that way. What is it that they perceive as a need that wasn't getting met? And so that's what I was able to do, was look underneath there and go, now, if I was thinking like that or living like that or feeling like that, I could see that happening too. So I got that piece. So I got compassion started to come in, some feeling of understanding or feeling of forgiveness, which we talk an awful lot about forgiveness and how that works and how it doesn't work. And so I felt that feeling, which is what I wanted. I wanted to be able to connect to the person. Well, what was interesting, this is the new piece of learning. It was awesome to reflect back and see how much I had grown in the past year or two, because those particular skills came at me subconsciously. They just came, they're skills that evidently I have acquired, and they just happen very, very spontaneously. But a new skill has shown up, that what I found is I hit a block. I hit a wall that I felt like that person is the bad guy and I'm the good guy. And even though I knew that wasn't true, I knew that perspective was living there. So I wanted to be able to get even. And I heard myself say that I need to get even. And it was like, wait a minute, I just learned something. My old idea of get even was revenge. I have no desire for revenge, but I need to be able to be on the same playing field as that person to be able to reconnect with them. So I went around Googling, and I went around trying to find how can this playing field, how can I feel level with this same this person that I have had some of the same struggles so that we can be on the same playing field. Well, amazingly enough, I did what I do, which is I have a really strong spiritual advisor person that I call that I can tell absolutely everything to, and it's admitted to God, to myself, and another human being the exact nature of my stuff. So I go to her, and I tell all this stuff out there, and boom, it pops up. It pops up that because of all of my high energy and running around doing that stuff, I myself had negated or pulled away from this relationship. I had put my energy into other places and had ignored this relationship for probably 2 years. And so it was like, wow, I had actually betrayed this relationship within the, all along for the last 2 years. That in itself leveled the playing field. It brought me to, oh my gosh, I had betrayed this person as well. And so it was like level. I got even. Now that this is a piece that really brought the solidity to it, was it was like, oh my gosh, well, that's why God would have had to have come and get on the cross, because it leveled the playing field so that we could relate to him. It was, it's all level now. And it was like, there it is. There it is. So I went back to this person and I was like, you got to hear this. You got to hear this. So this person is kind of like intimidated, thinking I'm coming at them with some sort of weirdness because I'm all happy and giggly and ecstatic. And I came to them. And I said, look what I found. Look what I found. So I outlined it, explained it. And the most amazing transformation happened. Because that person is in tears. They're crying because they now feel validated. They feel understood. They feel a relief of guilt. They don't feel the shame anymore. We are connected. And now 2015 is like supercharged because we're looking very forward to all this great stuff, the intimacy. And I call intimacy into me see. So the intimacy has opened up, and there is no secrets. One of the funniest tools that I've learned is several words. Like one of the words I've used with my clients a lot is selfish, and how selfish is healthy. If I'm thinking of self and my own awareness, and thinking of how are my reactions, were they do they honor me? That kind of selfish, not at the expense of other people. But that word can sound so negative, but so can get even. Get even can sound like revenge, but it also can sound like I want to be at a place where I can join you. So my big thing for this year is to be transformed and become closer to somebody through suffering, that there are some blessings only suffering can bring, and that it's all good. Count it all joy, every piece of it.
Wow, oh, Sheila.
I love that. Shazam.
Shazam.
Shazam, right? No, that was beautiful. And it just sounds like, you know, your lessons learned, I think, are ones that each one of us can take to heart. And just that empathy piece, you just described it so beautifully and framed it in a real life situation that you have the courage to walk into as well. And the curiosity, two of my favorite words that you brought up. And I think that it is just such a beautiful place. And I love that your sweet little Iowa self, I'm a Minnesota girl myself. And so no wonder I connected and just loved what I had read about you. So thank you for sharing beautiful story. You know, one of the other lessons learned that I had on my trip was don't wait for someone else to light your fire. Sometimes we have to start the fire in ourselves. And you reminded me of that lesson learned as you were sharing, and that you just really stepped into everything that you really believed and really applied it to your life and walked your talk right into a real challenging situation. So thank you for lesson learned. Yeah, I love it. You know, it's funny because I coined a word last year that I actually dot-commed it. And I'm going to be working on it this year, and that's opportunity. And so, you know, I'm hearing that in what both of you have shared so far, that holy cow, these challenges are opportunities. And on that note, I'm going to open up the mic to our dear, sweet Jen. Jen, welcome to Walk Your Talk with Leanne here on this lovely start of 2015.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me on again. And I hope you don't mind my terrible Canadian colds, both in me and outside. We are in a haze right now with snow squalls happening as I look out my window, but it's beautiful nonetheless. I always look at the snow that God puts down on my garden as just nourishment for next spring. So,
yay, my Canadian best friend. Share with us. I'm so excited that you're here. So please share with us, my friend. More, please, you know, reintroduce yourself to our listeners. And there are many who are just joining us for the very first time in this year. So share with us a little bit about you and your lessons learned. And thank you again for being here.
Thank you. Well, I'm Jennifer Cole, and a Canadian, I guess, first among many other things. Christian as well, so I just love how we've all connected and aligned. And when you all have, some more time to spare, the way that Leanne and I met is just absolutely nothing but God's great work. So it's a beautiful story in and of itself. I actually coach women who have been betrayed by their husband's sexual and porn addiction. And I'm a partner myself of a recovering addict, so it's actually served me really well to just listen to what God's had to show me, to connect with other people such as yourselves, and just grow just within my own abilities, learning my own gifts. And quite a few years ago now, I actually learned, it came across for me that I had the potential to be a therapist, counselor, and I hadn't yet learned the term coach. And it was quite a strong prompting for me, and because of many reasons, I ignored it until such time as I discovered what my actual marital situation actually was. And after a period of sort of my own recovery from that shock and trauma, I embraced the idea of becoming a coach and going into this particular niche, which I absolutely love. So it's been a few years for that now, but I am always, always growing. This past year and this coming year not being anything different, because I believe if we're not growing, we're dying. And I will forever be a lifelong learner, I hope, both from the people that I meet as well as all the courses and the books that I can get my hands on. So I've really come a long way personally. I think, like what I've heard from Sheila and Theo already so far, is that we take these circumstances that maybe we didn't ask for, but we're actually able to turn them into something beautiful. And that's how I feel about my circumstances. And so with that, I have found a great inner peace that I never even knew was possible, even going back years. It's just an absolutely wonderful thing. So with that peace, for the first time in a long time, if ever, I'm actually able to really focus on my business. And I've been in business doing this probably for, well, I guess about 3 years now, formally trained with IPEC for 2. And I'm just really grateful to get focused, I think, And one thing that my husband taught me, because he's a businessman himself, is just to simply ask yourself what you want to stop, start, and keep doing. Stop, start, keep doing. So I'm constantly asking myself that in all areas of my life. But with this new focus on business, I've just learned a few things. You know, one thing I want to stop doing is hiding. I have no shame in what my husband did, because that's his stuff. I have no shame in how I've bounced back from it, because in fact, I think, you know, I want to give God all the glory, and I think he's using that to help other people. So I'm learning as I go, and I'm watching other people really come out, if you will, from behind their old masks and just shine right through. So that's one thing I'm definitely going to stop doing, and I'm really looking forward to whatever is going to come my way as I step out from behind that old sort of Jen Binkley mask and I step into Jennifer Cole, which is my maiden name, and that to me does not signify anything with my marriage, but more so it just shows that I want to tap back into the woman I always wanted to be long before I ever met my husband, probably since I was a twinkle in my parents' eye. So that's something I'm actually going to stop doing, is that hiding. Something I really want to start doing is embracing my authenticity, such as I just shared, and do it in an outreaching ministry type of way, I guess. And through that, I would like to expand my coaching from doing the current one-on-one sessions that I do with partners and extend it to inviting women into my home. We have a space here in our beautiful home that is like a self-contained apartment where they can have all kinds of privacy. I want to do an intensive for these women who are probably just fresh out of discovery, maybe some trauma there, and really take coaching and mix it with nurturing. And that's something that I didn't have, and I really want to extend to other people. It speaks to who I am, both as a daughter of God and as a nurse, without mothering people, and I want to set them up for absolute success is what I really want to do, all at the same time as just helping them reach whatever goals they have on their own agenda. And then the stuff I want to keep doing is, you know, the telephone coaching that I currently do for women all over North America. I want to keep connecting with therapists that make referrals to me because they just don't understand the trauma that some of these women go through. They often refer back to the codependent model as though somehow this woman asked for this. She somehow enabled this to happen to her when in fact she had no idea. So I want to keep up with the awareness that I'm creating. I want to keep networking and expanding that even further and just keep being there for the women that I've been serving so far and hopefully gathering new clients, not even so much from the business aspect where you make money, but just going back to that nurturing, caregiving side of me that I've learned to embrace and do in a healthy way. Both what I would believe is for my client's sake, and it just happens to be a side benefit that it helps me as well. So I'm really looking forward to a 2015 where I'm focused, clear, peaceful, and I can really hone in on that stop, start, and keep doing.
Oh, wow, Jen. Oh, wow. You all are just knocking my socks off today. I knew this was going to be a powerful show. But holy cow, I am just rendered speechless, which says a lot for Leanne. You know, wow, thank you for sharing and that transparency. And, you know, when you were sharing, I was reminded of a conversation that I had just earlier today about finding focus and getting out of the fog. And I just really hear so much of that, Jen, in what you were sharing. And I totally really respect and just bear witness to the love and support that you have shown and your honesty in those three pieces of what do I want to do, what do I want to stop doing, and what do I want to keep doing.
And thank you for allowing us to just step inside of your heart and your mission and your vision. You know, your niche area is so incredibly important. There are women and men actually suffering through this challenge all over the U.S., all over the world, and we hear about it each and every day. And thank you for serving this community in such a dignified and honoring way. You just are an incredible example to each of us in that. And
I
agree with you.
No, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, I so appreciate what you shared, Jen, about if we're not growing, we're dying. And oftentimes we don't ask, right, for the challenges or the different circumstances in our lives, but we do have a choice on how we are going to embrace those and walk through them. And you're a real testimony
absolutely.
To the strength
of
no, that.
I just want to finish off and just saying thank you to everybody that's listening today and my fellow colleagues on the line, just for allowing me the outlet. And Leanne, you've been a part of that over this past year. I guess one of the things I'd like to keep doing is being on your radio show, as you and I experienced together a couple of times last year, because it does help foster that desire I have to be authentic, to be not just one person to my local community and someone else to my clients, but to be that whole woman, because that's who I am. And I'm really coming to grips with that. And sort of what Sheila just spoke to is around, you know, getting coached in whatever God shows you. And I'm doing the same thing. I am being coached because I believe every good coach has a coach. And I'm being coached in how to draw those two really strong parts of me together into one awesome, amazing woman that I never thought I was before.
So thank you so much. absolutely. And you so are awesome and amazing. And thank you. Thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. And I know our listeners are getting tremendous value from everything that has been shared here so far. I do want to take a brief moment and share with our listeners a call-in number. If you would like to call in and share a thought or question, please feel free to do that. The number is 646-716-9397. And I am Leanne Parsons. For those of you just tuning in, I am the Walk Your Talk coach at Legacy Now Lived. And man, I am joined today by some fantastic, fabulous coaches who are really walking their talk and living right now the legacy today that they want to leave for tomorrow. And you are all very privileged to hear from each one of them. Part of my story and the closet that I was in for many, many years, some of you may know, some of you may not, is that I'm an adoptee who was kind of in the adoption closet for a lot of years. And I didn't really understand what all of that meant, and am every day learning more about the unmentionables in my life that were unmanageable and weaving those into now a beautiful tapestry. And so I'm very privileged to be able to serve this community as well as the adoption community on a regular basis and coaching all over the U.S. right now. And I appreciate the privilege of working with each one of you. And so thank you again for joining me. I do want to welcome in our next coach here on Walk Your Talk with Leanne. And I've gotten to know this lady in a couple of different avenues. And I'm so excited that Jan is able to be with us here this evening on Walk Your Talk with Leanne. Welcome, Jan. Please share with us a little bit about you and lessons learned that you have for each one of us here today.
Thank you, Leanne. I am so delighted and honored to be here. Thank you so much. And hello to everyone. My name is Jan Jaffe, and I'm a graduate of Northwestern University, where I received both my bachelor's and master's degrees. I'm also a certified life and career coach specializing in transition for professionals, opera singers, brain injury survivors, and their caretakers. I'm an IPEC grad, where I received both my CPC and ELIMP, and my background is as a successful international opera and concert singer and master class teacher. This has been a year of tremendous transformation for me. But before getting into that, I need to share a glimpse of what led me here. I'm a survivor of a heart infection, which led to congestive heart failure, from which I have spent quite a long stint in a coronary intensive care unit where I nearly died, and also rape. And I'm a survivor of 3 traumatic brain injuries and a devastating car accident, which I was extremely fortunate to survive. I was without language for 6 weeks, and finally onto a walker after 4 months. I had no caretakers. I've had several reconstructive plastic surgeries performed on my face in the ER and lost my career, identity, and self-esteem. I was totally lost due to brain injury, multiple spinal injuries, and post-concussion syndrome. I will need ongoing physical therapy for the rest of my life, and I'm so grateful to have health insurance. I didn't always have that. Through this, I discovered that I'm very good at picking myself up, dusting myself off, and hurling myself forward. I also discovered, before I'd ever heard this, that there is great opportunity and beauty in challenge. And through a lot of this, which I'm not going to go into now, but I discovered a talent within myself, having to dig so deep within myself that I found within myself a great art talent, which I had never, ever known of or been trained in before. When I finally took a step back and looked at it, I realized just how amazing this past year has been. I went back to school and became a certified professional coach. I finally was able, after 16 years, to get off of AEDs, otherwise known as anti-epileptic drugs or anticonvulsants, after we discovered, or my doctors discovered, that any seizures were a result of a benign brain tumor. I dealt with the death of my mother recently during the same week that I had my very first professional singing job in 21 years, and I didn't fall apart, but mourned fully, and I functioned with focus. I've gone back to studying and teaching voice after an extremely long years and years hiatus. I also became a very strong part of a spiritual community, something I hadn't had since childhood. And last but certainly not least, my long-term relationship, which has had some very, very rocky ups and downs, is now finally in very good shape. And I also have a plan in place for the coming year, something that I had been unable to achieve for many years now. I expect next year to be as full of continued growth and forward movement as this year has been. My sincere wish and intention is to be able to inspire others through my experience to help them move forward in their lives and find and live their purpose and passion. I have released and let go of so much of the misplaced guilt and shame I had surrounding my brain injuries and everything else, and the loss of my career and my identity, and I'm back on the road to regaining my life in this new direction with rediscovered and renewed self-respect and self-compassion through the tools of my IPEC training, self-awareness, mindfulness, non-reactive behavior, and self-acceptance. I'm really so very grateful to be here in so many ways, and there are certain foundation principles which resonate so highly with me, one of which is this one that was so basic: life offers neither problems nor challenges, only opportunities. And another one, which is, the only constant is change. Again, I'm so very grateful to be here. Thank you. Thank you, Leanne.
Wow. Thank you, Jan. My goodness, we are a group of overcomers around here. Amen? Oh, Jan, thank you so much for giving us a look into your sweet heart and your life and how you have embraced the chapters of your life with such dignity. You know, some people ask me, how did I choose the school I did? Why did I get the training I did? What are my colleagues like? What makes you coaches tick? Holy cow, if this show doesn't give you a glimpse into the caliber of the connections that I've been able to make here in my coaching journey and the depth of each one of these individuals into being of service, to being transparent, to being authentic, to being completely real and vulnerable, to be able to be of service to their clients, to their communities, as well as in their intimate relationships. Wow, I don't know what else could give a better picture of the well-rounded and beautiful community that we have here at IPEC. And so my shout out to the Institute of Professional Excellence in Coaching right now, just going to give a commercial. If any of you have ever thought about life coaching and want to know more, please reach out to IPEC and get more information, because the training is transformational. The training is top-notch, and it is revolutionary. And so thank you to my fellow IPEC colleagues. I do want to say everybody that is on this call with me, not always on my radio program, but on this call, radio program with me today, we are all IPEC graduates. And so kudos. Kudos to each one of us in the training that we received. Thank you to all of our facilitators that instructed us so beautifully and guided us, and they walked their talk before us so we could learn from them and have the courage to do the same. So thank you, Jan, for sharing your precious story here. And also, all of you, I'm just saying, you all need to do a one-on-one with me on my program this year. I am signing you up. If you say no, I'm coming to get you, and I'm not going to take no for an answer, because I want to learn from you, and I want to know more about you and introduce you to the listeners that we have here that I am so privileged to walk with every day. So thank you. And for those of you who are wondering, yes, this program is going to be podcasted, Lord willing, and you will be able to re-listen and share this with everybody that you know, probably within 10 minutes of our live broadcast, hopefully. And I will be posting that link on social media all over the place, as well as my website. So please stay tuned to find out more information on how you can re-listen to this very valuable program. And if we go over a little bit today, that is okay with me, because we have two more callers on our show here right now that I want to bring on, and they've been very patiently waiting. And I am just so excited to find out who they are for sure. I think I have in my head who they are, but I'm not going to make any assumptions. And 732, you are first. Welcome to Walk Your Talk with Leanne. Are you here? Do you have anything that you want to share with us today? Awesome. I'm going to take you off. Are you live with us? Hello, 732? Okay, fantastic.
I'm here.
Perfectly.
Can you hear me?
Oh, you're here. I can hear you now. Who is with us?
This is Woody Haken.
Hey, Woody Haken. Welcome to Walk Your Talk with Leanne. I'm so glad that you were able to come in. And I'm sorry I didn't want to interrupt all the guests that were sharing so far to introduce you earlier, but welcome. I am so grateful that you are here. You and I have also connected via social media. I follow you. I love the work that you're doing. And you also are going to be on a one-on-one with me very soon. I believe we set a date for the first Thursday in February. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, fantastic. Woody, please introduce yourself to our listeners, the fellow coaches. Tell us some of your lessons learned here in 2014 and how you are boldly stepping into 2015.
So first of all, Leanne, thank you so much for having me on the show. And to fellow guests, I mean, all your stories are absolutely amazing and inspiring. Amazing to follow. I am the founder of Wounded Child Coaching. And I specialize in working with adult survivors of abuse, and primarily child abuse, but I also work with survivors of spousal abuse. A lot of people I work with deal with peer abuse, but primarily it's child abuse. 2014 has been the breakthrough year for my coaching practice. I've been a coach now for, been an IPEC graduate now going on 5 years. But this is the year that I'm, you know, I've always skirted doing what I really wanted to do, which was life coaching, because I never had the confidence to do it. This year, I approach things differently. So the biggest lesson I learned this year is that planning works. I started really planning my business back in January. And every step of the way, I mapped out and planned. And I kept on exceeding my plans and had to redraw another plan. I had my my official launch in May, when I launched my Facebook site and I launched my website. And at that time, I only had 850 followers on my Facebook page. Sometime within the next week or so, I'm going to be 7,000 above that. And the what's different is these 7,000 people are all my audience. And not only that, they're active on my page. So there's a constant dial out of this. Right now, what's going on with my page is I have an engagement rate of better than 50%. But those are just numbers. What really, really matters is what people are saying. Lives are being changed. People are finding through Wounded Child, and not only the page, but also through secret groups that I've started, that they're not alone, and people are opening up about what happened to them. And I have witnessed so much change and so much growth in so many people since May, and it's very, very humbling. Just the, on the first of the year, I was the day that I pulled the trigger on everything that I worked and planned for all of 2014, where I actually launched my program, which is the Wounded Child's Journey. And you know, for the people out there, the IPEC people, I work just in levels 1, 2, and 3. The Wounded Child's Journey is taking people from the place of the lowest level of victimhood, which I call quicksand. You know, learned helplessness to the point where they're so stuck in their lives. And survivors of abuse are, this is their normal. To be in this place of stuck. So few are able to break out of being a pure victims. And the journey is walking them through this place of, I use a metaphor of a journey, and I have an image that I use. And the image is of in the foreground, there's this desolate wasteland, parched earth. And then there's an iron gate. And on the other side, there's another wasteland with all these dead trees. And off to the right, there's a bridge that crosses a raging river. And on the far side of the bridge, there's green mountains and green fields and beautiful trees. And every level of energy is represented in that image. And I take my clients through this image, from being in the quicksand to going through the gate, which is our belief system, And finally, you know, and then they're left in this area of dealing with their lives, which is the result of all the choices that they've made as a result of being victims. And then finally to the bridge where they reconcile with themselves, learn to forgive themselves, learn that forgiveness of themselves is prerequisite to self-love, and the wounded child's journey ends with self-love. And I see level three as sort of being a spectrum between, on the very, very catabolic side, the destructive side where we're coping, to the far side of level three where we truly embrace and love ourselves. And in a nutshell, that's the wounded child's journey. I actually have a program that I'm developing. It's 10 videos. I have a beta group of clients that I've been taking through it, and the results with my one-on-one clients has been absolutely phenomenal. So this has been, for me, the lessons learned is that if I plan, if I believe in what I do, and just push forward with my plan, whether I feel like it or not, I'll get there. And so,
wow.
So this has been this has been a year of great success and accomplishment.
Fantastic, Woody. Thank you so much. And, you know, another area that oftentimes people do not like to talk about, and you are embracing that. You're kind of blowing the lid off of it, and you're providing safe places for your clients to be able to reach out and get the help that they need. You know what's so interesting to me as I'm thinking about all of our guests here on Walk Your Talk with Leanne today? Like I said, we are all overcomers. We have all embraced hope. And I like to think of hope being the golden thread that connects us to heaven and connects us to others. And each one of you have represented that in such an incredible way. I am just so deeply touched by your stories, by your willingness to share. Oftentimes we hear in the world that we live in that when we've been through a trauma, that each one of us have experienced a level of trauma at some point in our lives, that we think that therapy is the only answer. And we can stand before you confidently that coaching is a very viable and valuable resource to the communities in which we serve. There are times where therapy is so incredibly important and we need it in a very, very real way. And then there is a place, a very sacred place, where coaching can come in and serve these communities that we have spoken about today, whether it be cancer survivors, medical challenges, betrayal, sexual addiction, abuse, adoption, all of these areas that we can step into within our relationships, within our workplace. Because guess what? Each one of us, we are neighbors with each other. We all have challenges, and anybody who says that they don't or haven't experienced a challenge, I want to meet you and walk your talk with you, because I haven't met anybody yet. And what a beautiful kaleidoscope of coaches that we have here on Walk Your Talk with Leanne. I can't believe we are at the top of the hour. I think we got to all of us that wanted to share our stories here today on Life Coach Radio Network. I am so incredibly blessed to share this sacred space with each one of you. I'm going to ask a request of each one of my guests today that are here, Theo, Sheila, Jen, Jan, and Woody, if you would please honor me by going onto my Facebook page and posting links to ways that our listeners could get a hold of you. I would really appreciate that, because we are coming to the close of our time together today. But I really want our listeners to be able to get in touch with you and reach out to you, because you all serve such beautiful, unique communities. And we so need each other. I think that's another lesson that I have learned this year. And that's why my year of 2014 was a year of impact. And my year of 2015 is a year of collaboration. Because just as was spoken here earlier, every coach needs a coach. And I am a firm believer that every person on this planet really deserves to have a coach walk beside them. We were never created to live this life alone, nor to journey all by ourselves. We are not islands, and we so need each other. And I encourage each one of us to reach out and touch the person next to you. You know, true love isn't necessarily how we speak and, oh my goodness, treat each other. It's what is said about us and our legacy and how we are choosing to live it. That's a lesson learned from The Wizard of Oz, which I'm going to be doing in a whole series on coming up here within my coaching practice. I also am going to be offering free coaching, and I want to throw this out there because I'm going to be putting together beta groups as well. I'm conducting some research and serving the adoption community. I am looking for birth moms, adoptive moms, and adoptees, adult adoptees, who would like to have an opportunity for some free coaching. I'm going to be putting together some groups starting here in the next couple of weeks, and they are going to be a series of six different sessions. And I want to encourage you to reach out to me, Leanne Parsons, the Walk Your Talk coach at Legacy Now Lived, if you would like to be a part of my coaching group programs here for 2015, please reach out to me. And you can find me all over social media. I'm also going to throw out my phone number, 505-412-1817, if you would like to get in touch with me and find out more about these coaching programs coming up. Oh my goodness, everybody. Please, 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 quickly, I would like to start with Theo at the top and go ahead and run through here at the end of our hour. Any closing thoughts? And your web address would be absolutely fantastic if you have it. If you don't have a web address, please share how some of our listeners can get in touch with you. Theo, we're going to start with you.
Okay. Miracles do happen. And I disagree with everyone. You can overcome whatever is thrown your way. I credit IPAC and the community of IPAC as being part of the tool that God used to save my life. I don't think I'd be here without coaching and just a shift in my energy. I really believe that. So that's how important that it is. I'm in the process of developing a website. I work with those who have experienced injury or loss. As far as I'm coaching and doing some work with Mayo Clinic and some other hospitals with injury and loss, Foundation for the Blind, also I do coaching for. You can reach me at 602-463-2081. My email address is theocentric@cox.net, theocintric@cox.net.
Thanks, Theo. Thank you so much for being here.
You bet.
All right. Sheila, please share your information.
Yes. I am right now in the process with another IPEC graduate, a partnering. His name is Joshua Barfels, and he is an affair recovery coach, and I am a crisis relationship coach. And we are partnering together. We just today did our first video, and I'm in Iowa, he's in North Carolina, and it's a one-year-long teleseminar series, and you can catch me at 319-461-0768, or my website is called makeoversbyinspireabundance.com. And that is actually Relationship Makeovers, or you can Google Relationship Warrior. But Makeovers by InspireAbundance.com.
Love it. Thanks, Sheila, for being here.
Thank you so much for everybody that's been here. I don't know what I'm going to do after I hang up this phone with all this energy.
Oh, my word. I know, right? Oh, here we go. Jen, please share with everyone how they can get in touch with you, my friend.
Thank you, Leanne. Just one quick thing, though. The word I had wanted to share with you, had I got off mute fast enough at the beginning, for 2015, as you reflect forward, is enlightenment. Because I would like to think that I have been enlightened by things that I want to stop doing so that I can start doing different things. So I did want to share that word that I had tried to get out earlier. But as for reaching me, I'm available via text or cell phone at 613-888-3600. That is a Canadian number. And my website is dawninghearts.com, D-A-W-N-I-N-G, hearts.com. And you can reach me at jennifer@dawninghearts.com as well.
Oh, thanks, Jen. Thank you so much for sharing your heart and being here with us again today. All right. Next, we have Jan.
Hi. Thank you so much, Leanne, and thank you so much, everyone. This has been such an amazing hour. I just wanted to say my one closing remark is that if, as you walk forward, if you're constantly looking back, you will never see all the beautiful stuff that's right in front of you. That's one of the greatest life lessons I've learned, and I want to share with everyone else. I, too, am in the process of building my website, which will be I am the whatsnextcoach.com, and you can either find me on Facebook under Jan Jaffe, that's J-A-N-N-J-A-F-F, like in Frank E. You can also email me at info@JanJaffe, JanJaffe.com. And my number, you can call me as well at 917-992-9996. And I just wanted to let you know, Leanne, and I guess everyone else, that this is the very first time that I went public with my what happened to me and where I've gone, because most people in my field basically thought that I had just disappeared. So I want to thank you so much for this opportunity.
Woohoo!
Woo! That's right.
Woohoo! Can you hear that clap? I hope so.
Yes.
Thank you, Jan. Oh, I love what happens on Walk Your Talk with Leanne.
Mm-hmm.
I just love this radio show. Oh, my heart is so full. Thank you, thank you. All right, Woody, you're up.
Hi. Yeah, I can be reached. My biggest presence is on Facebook, so that's facebook.woundedchildcoaching. And I can be reached by email at whaiken@woundedchildcoaching.com. And the website that I'd like to send people to is woundedchildsjourney.com. And that's child with an S. When a child's journey.
Thank you.
And thank you so much for having me on the show. It's been very inspiring. The stories that my fellow coaches have shared have just been absolutely amazing and inspiring.
Indeed. I echo that. And again, my heart is so incredibly full for each one of you. And, you know, a principle that I love to follow in my own life is be willing to learn something new every day. And like was shared earlier, the second part of that is when we stop learning, we stop living. And oftentimes we can think that we've got it all figured out. Well, let me tell you, we so don't. And we do need each other. And again, this is Leanne Parsons, the Walk Your Talk Coach. You can find me at thewalkyourtalkcoach.com. Please reach out to us. Stay tuned for future programming here on Life Coach Radio Network. We come to you each and every day on three different networks to inspire, challenge, and encourage you. And please visit our website at lifecoachradionetwork.com to learn more about the coaches here on the network. We thank you so much to Audible.com, who is one of our sponsors. There are so many great free books that you can get on Audible.com. I encourage you as well to visit their website under the Life Coach Radio Network, and you can be a recipient of a gift from Life Coach Radio Network by clicking on the link for us, and you can receive a free book. And so I encourage you to, everybody, keep reading, keep learning, keep growing, keep loving, and living your legacy one step at a time. Until next time, this is Leanne. God bless, and be well.